Yeah. It's my freestyle.
We had a rap battle.
Burrito bread.
Burrito bread.
We should.
Be like, I'm wearing tank tops, but only when I'm wearing them. I like to hold stuff because I'm not carrying them. I love Mexican food. My favorite's that burrito bread.
I think that might be a little high.
I thought I was doing this before like that. Hi.
Hold on. Where's my phone? I don't even know. It was right here.
It wasn't right here. Now it's somewhere over there. I don't care.
Oh, there it is. I was going to, I want to get a picture of you like trying to talk up in your microphone like being super high like that.
Hey! Can you hear me? Can you hear my words? I'm talking to you.
You saw my downstairs mix up.
You ever drink Bailey's from a shoe? You like watercolors?
There you go. You're like,
do you love me? Could you learn to love me?
I'm old Greg.
I'm old Greg.
Do you not know how to use that? There you go.
Well, that's what she said.
All the time. You figured this out by now?
Working on it.
Go to the left. To the left.
All right, Beyonce. I'm working on it.
Everything you own in a box to the left. So whenever you're doing this, listen for pops and stuff. And if you hear it, try to reposition yourself. So you,
why would I be listening for my dad?
Because he's going to be on one.
That's true.
I just hurt my finger on a piece of popcorn. Turn it sideways and chalo, you got a base.
Chalo.
Isn't that super annoying?
It is.
Hold on.
I can't really hear my own voice. Wait a second. No. I don't hear it.
Hold on. Let me get my popcorn.
I don't think you can hear me. I don't think you can hear me. I don't think you can hear me. So long. So long.
Can you hear me?
So long as you love me. I don't care who you are, where you're from.
Can you hear yourself now?
Who you
what you are. Did. As long as you love me. Can you hear me?
Very well. But I can't hear myself. You I can't don't hear think yourself? I can hear me. Can you hear you too?
I can hear you just fine.
I can't hear me.
You ever noticed that like every genre of music.
Try again.
Okay, I think, wait a second. No, I can't keep changing something because I can't hear myself.
I don't know why. I can hear you just fine.
All my fist bumps are pumping. They said, you can't love that girl. I said, why not? They said that she, because she is a squirrel.
I thought it was because she was your sister.
Well, she's that too. Sister squirrel.
Gee, can you still not hear yourself?
That's how much I love M&M's. I pronounce it mmm and mmm. Yeah, the energy drinks are kicking in.
Good.
This is the quality podcast now. We should have had that earlier.
Can you hear yourself?
No, I cannot hear myself, but as long as you can hear me.
Try to reposition your headphones because I can hear you just fine. Can you hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him.
This to the right, to the right, to the left, to the right. They're matched up.
Spaghetti sauce. Wait a second. I don't know if I can hear myself or not. Is this real? Is this my actual voice? Or is this,
I think you're just like so hyped up on energy. You're just like, can you hear me?
I can hear me breathe though. Candle wax.
Have you ever noticed that like every genre of music like has their own way of like romance songs? like Mexican music, it's always, I'm sorry, I broke your heart. And then country music, they're like, take her out in a pickup truck. Spend some money on her, but don't get no booty. And then like hip hop, it's like, girl, you're smooth and silky. Ooh. I don't know.
What about rock?
I'm going to slit
you. Let's do some cocaine.
Let's do some no-cane.
We should do like an emo. What about an emo? It'd be like,
I cut my wrist.
I'm going to lubricate our lovemaking with your blood.
You know that's in
like, everything's still your father's fault.
You know that's in some, like, you ever heard like that hardcore techno? It's like, gonna slit your wrist. Gonna slit my wrist. All right.
Hey, whenever you talk, make sure you're up on your mic.
This is like, better.
Yeah, a lot better.
I feel like that right there is quality, just plain nonsense material right there.
Yeah, but we got to get started first.
We're not rolling?
We haven't been rolling for a while, but we haven't actually started the podcast.
They see me rolling. Every time I hear a rap song, it automatically the lyrics come to my mind. Laugh at ever. Not laugh at ever. Laugh at ever.
What?
Tootsie Roll.
Oh.
That's actually a song, too.
What?
Mind do blown.
That Tootsie Roll.
On the Tootsie Rolls again.
See, here we go.
This
here
is
we
a
go.
Conspiracy, man. Because now it shows up in music. It's like they're trying to get us to like Tootsie Rolls.
Uh-huh.
Dude, why didn't we talk about the Halloween episode?
It just hit me.
That would have been beautiful.
Yeah, he's had a week to think about friggin' Tootsie Rolls. I've been dreaming about them.
Bro.
I ate some M&Ms, and I still had Tootsie Rolls on the brain.
Well, we're snacking in this one, so you're going to hear a bunch of crunching.
Damn Tootsie
Rolls. I'm going to keep that to a minimum because that's annoying.
I'm all hypey now. Let's go.
All right. You ready?
The teeth, the tongue, and the lips.
Okay. Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
Is there an echo in here? Like a gay echo?
Hit me, baby, one more time.
I'm not paying for that song.
Confess, it's killing me. Hey, and so we need an intro song. But we can't steal one.
I still believe.
Still believe.
Is this going to be the singing podcast?
When I'm not with you, I lose my mind.
Please stop singing.
That's where you came in.
Give me Britney a Spears. Sign.
Okay, so
touch my nubbies one more time.
I tried to he changed the song, the lyrics on me, and I tried to harmonize.
Good. I mean, that was awesome. I mean, not awesome in a good way.
Well, I was trying to sing it with him, and it was like, nubs. Time. Yeah, I nailed it.
We nailed it. Got it. It was good.
So anyway. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rob.
B-Doll.
And this is Brett, who I keep for some reason calling Britney Spears.
I'm cool yeah. with it.
We brought
keep
Brett.
Cool with it.
We brought Brett back again. Ooh, that was hard to say. Try saying that. We brought back, Brett back again. Back.
I want my baby back. Baby,
bring
back,
Brett back.
No, again. We brought Brett back again.
We brought Brett back again.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brought Brett back again.
So we're just going to, this is just going to be in typical Just Plain Nonsense fashion. This is going to be a random podcast. We're going to talk about whatever comes up on our minds.
Yeah, which... We just came back from the gas station.
We did. We had
some late night snacks.
You know, we have chocolate laxatives there for $1.99.
Did you buy some?
I thought about it.
Because that would have been a good time. Can you imagine, like, we each take one at the beginning of the podcast, and then we have to, like, try to see how long we can make it
yeah.
without having to go.
Like, a little episode. Like, oh, Brett's out.
And then Brett's in the bathroom. I'm like, I got to go.
Look away. Bring your mic. Hurry, come back. Take your mic.
Don't take your mic, because there's going to be particles all over it.
It'd be a great sound for the background.
Oh, that'd be so nasty.
Just talk over the farts.
But what if you don't fart when you poop? that got real quiet real fast.
You ever sneeze and farted and sharted at the same time?
Oh, that's buddy. That's called snarting.
I can no longer bring up shart stories because I've already...
You've exhausted all yours.
I've already painted a bad... with
You painted a brown,
poop.
A
yeah,
bad
I
brown
a
picture.
Brown picture for the listeners in brown earlier picture. Episodes.
You know, I've had people come to me and tell me they can't believe that you told those stories on the podcast.
Well, those are my top three shart moments. You know?
Well, hold on. Let's back this up a second. Your top three. Are you telling me there's more?
Oh, crap. Pun intended.
No.
No, those. That's it. Moving on. Pest poop.
He's a little shifty eyed over there. I don't think that was it.
Your mom's shifty eyed.
So just FYI, Michael has had 9 energy drinks so far.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So he's just a little bit hyper.
But it's over the course of hours, not minutes.
It felt like hours to you. But it was actually 6 minutes.
Dude, I'm so hyped up. I feel like I'm time traveling. I have no idea how long we've been talking.
I've seen an old man poop in a urinal.
You like watched him do it?
Yeah.
Why?
So we're on this road trip, like on the way to Arizona last year. And my dad walks into this bathroom and he just kind of stops and does one of those double takes. And you're like, why are you doing a double take in the bathroom? That's kind of gay. And this guy comes out, like walks past us and he's cussing. He's like, I can't believe this. I'm like, David, what are you so angry for? And I turn around, and there's this old man with his pants to his ankles, and his butt is just, like, parked inside the urinal. And he's, like, grabbing
the urinal.
Yeah, he's, like, grabbing his ankles like it's a freaky, like, kinky show. And, like, you just see his, like, his sack is, like, hanging over the front of the urinal. And his butt is just, like,
his old man sack.
His butt is, like, where the cake's supposed to be. And like everybody,
what cake?
The urinal cake.
Cake, right?
I know. I was trying to make it fun.
And everybody's just like staring, and they're staring at him. Like everybody at the urinal, they're like, people are taking pictures with their phones.
I like how the listener is supposed to pick up on that face. Like they're all like,
well, I mean, essentially, they're in the audio part of this would be they would all be silent.
They're all taking pictures of it, and I that's one moment I wish I would have had my phone. I didn't have it.
Just imagine the face, if you can imagine.
Right, it's pretty unimaginable. How would you look at an old man taking a dump in a urinal with his sack hanging over the side?
It's like a bee getting molested by a spider.
What? All right, just go ahead and drink some more of that coffee. So
I think he's on the same page as me right now.
Speaking of forgetting, like of not having your phone around, I was working. I used to work at a gas station, and it had an attached laundromat. And I saw these two people in there. It was late at night, like real late. And the laundromat is surrounded by windows, but we had a security camera in there. And I saw these two people. It was a dude and chick in there. And this girl goes up to him and she sits on his lap facing him. And then, like, all of a sudden, I see them start gyrating, and I'm like, exactly. I'm like, what is happening? And then they're like, they're doing it. And I'm like, amazed and stunned that this is actually happening, like, in the laundromat. So I can see it on the security camera. And, like, as soon as it was over, I was like, oh, why didn't I grab my phone?
You closed the door, didn't you, Rob?
The door was already closed.
Oh.
Yeah, because when at night it's closed, you can't come through the store into the laundromat.
You can't come through the store? Was that pun intended?
Looks like we got another punny guy here. I'm not alone. You're outnumbered, Rob, and outpunned.
I'm gonna slip. I'm gonna slip my ankle bones.
I'm sorry, I had to. It's late, and I've had a lot of coffee today.
Yeah, so I was pretty disappointed that I didn't get that on video, because that would have been fun to share. On the YouTubes.
The tips of you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. More energy drinks. So less dumb. Sleep.
No sleep.
Tootsie Roll.
Till Brooklyn.
Oh man. If we just have a moment, I think we're psychically connected.
Were we touching tips at that time?
Yeah. What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Playing swords. All right.
Playing swords. You never cross the streams.
I think I'm going to scoot my mic a little bit more to the left.
That's where I'm sitting.
No, it's not. You're to the right.
All right. Is it to your right or the listener's right?
Just the
we'll use nautical terms. That way it's not mixed up. Where I'm facing, you are my starboard side, and I'm going to move to my port side.
And I'm going to show you all up in that aft.
Wow. That was gay.
You got to use the nautical terms for that.
Nope. Moving on.
What is a nautical term for gay?
I'm not touching that one.
How you doing over there, Brett?
I'm fantastic.
Oops.
Coffee's hot. It's burning my insides.
my energy drinks are cold.
Freezing your insides?
It's cooling my insides.
That's what she said. Sometimes.
Explain yourself. I don't
know. You two get pervy late at night.
Pervy?
I prefer to get pervy at night because during the day people look at you weird. It's frowned upon at work.
Yeah, unless you work at like a strip club or something.
Then it's definitely frowned upon.
No, that's how they make money. Like, oh, this guy's pervy. He's going to be spending all his dollars.
All his ducats.
Speaking of people straddling each other. So I work at the movie theater, right?
Uh-oh.
And, right? And the movie The Mummy, probably one of the worst movies made this year, by the way. But anyway, apparently it attracted like really, 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 you know, playful teenagers. Because every movie, I swear, we had like two or three high school couples getting jiggy with it in the front seats.
Is that what that song's about?
I think so.
Na 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 na.
Getting jiggy with it in a car.
Wait, was it a car? Was it?
No, it was just getting jiggy with it. No, it was just I imagine a car.
Get jiggy with it in the theater.
No, 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 no.
See, that was just the edited version.
Needless to say, we hosed down the seats with germicidal cleaner. Let's put it that way.
Did it get rid of the germicides?
I hope so. They were kind of sticky.
What? Ew.
Wait, was it candy? Is it from candy?
It probably was
from sticky candy. Sticky from candy?
From her candy. It's from his lollipop, Rob.
When did the theater start selling lollipops?
We don't. Just there's some creepy people that like to give them away for free.
Candy girl. Got that laffy taffy. Shake that laffy taffy.
That's what it is.
Shake that laffy taffy. I think it's funny how you always get like one word wrong.
In every song.
Eat that laffy taffy.
Remember the gas station I was trying to
Don't eat that laffy taffy. You stay away from that area with the mouth region.
Yeah, you won't be so laffy if you get some of that taffy.
That's, you know what I mean. That's so where the nasty. That's where the Tootsie Rolls come from.
Well, bubblegum and pudding, remember?
Well, yeah, but it's also the chocolate-like and taffy-like.
I like how we continue conversations that no one heard the first part of. So they're like, huh?
No, that's from the other podcast.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's people listening just going, what am I listening to?
I don't even know what we're listening to. Michael looks like he's got something to say. As he approaches the mic. He takes a stroke. Put that back in your pants.
I'm all out of love.
Oh my God.
I'm so lost without you, man. Na, 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 na. Da, 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 da.
Baby, come back.
That was the wrong song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You can blame it all on me. Baby, come back.
Is that Grover? Is it Grover singing that song?
You can blame it all on me. Baby, come back.
So what were the words you were singing earlier? I don't remember. That you forgot? You can blame it all on me. No, that's a different song.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I can't.
I know you were right.
Knew you were right.
Something
but
for
I
so
left
long.
You anyway.
We're mixing all kinds of songs together.
Yeah.
And I'm not paying for one of them.
Well, we didn't technically sing them.
So what did we do? Was that not singing?
They got to charge me for... Or they got charges for... Nah.
We butchered them pretty good.
Good luck identify that song.
We butchered them pretty good.
So, hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Now Brett looks like he wants to say something.
I lost my train of thought.
Let it out, bro.
Choo-choo.
I lost my train of thought. Choo-choo. I'm a Rocky man. Rocky man. Stallone was really good in that movie.
Rockin' man.
That's all I got.
And on that note, we're going to end it right here.
You know what one of my favorite cartoon characters was?
No.
When I was a kid, watching Brack from Space Ghost. You guys remember Brack from Space Ghost?
Dude, we used to
one
quote.
One time I heard a monkey take notes from me, Clash. I would just sit here while the monkey scribbled on little pieces of paper. One time the teacher said, Clash, I want you to write a paper using your notes. So I wrote a paper that says, hello, my name is Bingo. I like to climb on things. Can I have a banana? Eek, eek. I got an F. When I told my mom about it, she said, I told you never trust a monkey. The end.
What was the other one? Zorak?
Oh, yeah.
We used to quote that a lot in high school.
I have a magic toenail. I keep it on my foot. It always tries to rescue me, especially when it goes kaput.
You never heard of like all of Brack's songs?
I've heard some of them, but not all of them. I'm hearing them
beautiful.
Now. You sound
like a cucumber. I'm a cucumber. I'm a cucumber. Please don't take me to the pickle farm, bum. Thank you very much, everybody.
There's ones where he's like talking about, this is a song about cotton muffins.
I haven't heard that one.
It's about him. It's about where he, it's a song about him farting.
Cotton muffins.
Yeah, that's how he starts it. He's like, this is a song about cotton muffins.
Oh, man, they're very limited. Audience is going to know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think these guys are on crack.
No, we're on donuts and popcorn.
Well, at least I mixed up my energy drinks. I got Da Vinci.
Not sponsored by Da Vinci.
Red Bull.
Not sponsored by Red Bull.
NOS.
Not sponsored by NOS.
More Red Bull.
Not sponsored by more Red Bull. Is that a different company?
So what's one thing that like really, let's go around the room. What's one thing that really just annoys the crap out of you? Just what, if you had to pick one, just one that you see people do every day, just gets on your nerves.
That does it have to be something that they do that I see?
No. Well, yeah. Yeah. Stuff that they think about, Rob.
Well, in that case, stuff that people do
drive.
Is that the one of your
way people drive a lot of times drives me nuts.
Really? Yeah.
I did it.
I know. And I'm seething.
Nader, 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 nader.
Batman.
No. Pun man.
Oh, God. That was me shooting myself in the face.
It was really a pun, but I just wanted to make a song empowering what I do.
For me personally, I work for the public. So it really gets under my skin when like.
When they come out of their houses.
And they walk through the door and they like say hello to you. And now when they pull out their credit card and they toss it at you like a Frisbee. I'm like, psh.
Yeah, they used to bug me. I worked at, you know, at that gas station and people would like drop their money on the counter and throw their change at you.
So I get like all lippy with them and I'll pick it up and I'll be like, oh, just drop it in the floor right in front of them.
In the floor?
Oh, yeah. But I do it like all smooth, like oh, I'm sorry. It
slipped. Can you get that for me? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people do that annoys the crap out of me, but the majority of it is...
They breathe.
What the... Was that?
That was my watch. That was Britney Spears over there.
My bad.
Old Brit.
You're still not getting your training wheels taken off yet.
I hit my baby one more time.
Oh.
I flipped it.
I'm going to guess that Michael found that amusing.
Yeah.
Now, I talked about this once before, but what irritates the crap out of me is when people interrupt me. Like, get it. Not so much so like, I want to kill myself. I'm dead inside. It's...
I don't know what you're ready for.
Now, it's not so much when people interrupt me, but it's like if I'm talking to somebody and somebody cuts in the middle and starts talking to the person that I'm talking to.
Yeah, we talked about it before.
Yeah. That's like my main pet peeve.
It must really bother you because you've brought that up a few times.
For me, it's like
it drives me up the wall.
People always say like all the time.
I think he...
My ninja. Dude, I brought that up on another episode. We're talking because we actually had an episode about things that
annoy us.
And I said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate... oh my God. Today, literally. I just...
There's somebody that you were on the phone with earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Who said like every other word.
I was like, oh my God. And then they were like, and I didn't like it at all.
Like, no, we actually came up with a word to replace, and like, you care to say what it was?
Mm-tiggy.
Michael and I discovered that we recently had a disagreement on how it was pronounced, and neither one of us knew the other one was pronouncing it that way.
Tiggy, my God. So today, that just doesn't work. Oh, that would make it worse.
That was the point.
But actually, with the people that say like a lot, if they have to use that, it makes their sentence much, much longer.
And more annoying.
Yes.
That was the whole point of the word was... That's how you can use that to annoy the people who say and like.
Annoy you.
Tiggy. I'm going to have to start doing that now. Tiggy.
I was Tiggy, 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 and then I was Tiggy.
That sentence made no sense. You could almost say that it was nonsense.
Yes. That's the flavor we carry, bro. What? That's the beat of our drum.
Like, I met this guy last night, and he, like, oh, my God. Like, he, like, totally, like, rocked my world. And he's, like, so rich. Like, oh, my God.
Where did that person come from?
Working for the public, you hear that crap every day. All these college teeny boppers in high school.
Does it make you want to elbow drop somebody?
Oh, dude, I just want to, like, bust some jaws and hack off their boobs.
Well,
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Moving on. You have a lot of enraged feminists out there now.
Did you hear what he said?
Bibs are beautiful.
They actually are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Well, my wife's boobs only because I'm married.
I agree. Boobs are nice.
I thought you were agreeing with Michael about hey girls' boobs.
About what?
About hey girls' boobs.
Oh. Never mind.
Hey girl is a nickname that we call his wife.
Oh, okay.
On the podcast.
Hey girl. Okay, I get it now.
What are you doing?
He looks like he's making...
I'm nuzzling the mic.
I see that.
It's like nuzzling both my nose.
Woosah.
Dude, we're in a weird place right now. All of us.
It's all the puns.
Teeth the tongue.
It is central time for 54.
And how many seconds?
You're five 42. Bugs Bunny attractive when you put on a dress and played a girl bunny?
What?
I heard only little bits and pieces of that question.
I don't know. I feel like me and him should have a rap battle because I just feel like...
You know what? I'm down for that. Let's do it.
If you want to kick it, we'll flow. Oh. Oh.
Does that mean I need to drop the beat?
You know what? My rap name is River.
River?
DJ River.
You have to call me Dragon.
All right. Here's what we need to do. You guys give each other names.
Okay, we'll give each other rap names.
But it can't be the Britney Spears one. You got to come up with something.
Oh, no. It's going to be Gangster.
Do it.
Not Poppy.
You have to give me a minute.
I'm going to call you...
All right, I got
DJ
it.
Sponge Dance.
DJ Sponge
Dance. Is it because you saw a sponge sitting
I was
somewhere?
Looking around the room. I was like... that works. That's a gangster.
I'm going to call you DJ Energy Hupper Nipple.
It's a tongue twister trying to wrap that.
Yeah.
What was mine again?
DJ Sponge Dance.
Sponge Dance.
Because he's so creative, it's not anything like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Hey, you got the reference.
I did.
Energy D Humper Nip. There you go.
All right.
Can I change his rap name? I want to take it back. Not like anymore.
Go for it.
I feel like you demonized it.
Make it a good one, though.
All right. Maybe I should just free flow the name, like my rap.
Then name him like Quality Sputnik.
Nah. This is my first real rap here, rap battle. And I've never really ever rapped before because I listen to metal music. So you got to give me at least an extra 4 seconds.
Well, I want
to
try something.
I got to try to absorb the culture in my head, the rap culture.
Alexa, drop a beat.
Ooh. Oh, you have to turn it down a little bit and pause it because I got to come up with his rap name. And then you could.
She stopped dropping a beat.
Okay.
It doesn't last very long.
Oh. Well, that's not going to work for me. Oh, we have to rap during the duration of the beat.
All right.
Okay, but look, first let me think of your new rap name.
Yeah, I got to think of another one too.
Yeah, let's we can get past the names
here. And we can cut out.
We've only been rap artists for like minutes.
You're not even a rap artist yet. You don't have a name.
We've never even rap. I've never rap.
You're in the negative minutes right now, counting down.
Hold on.
That's for my GOT fans.
DJ Muffin Cheese.
All right, you're
No, that doesn't work.
No.
DJ Tootsie Pop.
Nip Slip McGee.
What?
DJ Sloppy Mullet.
DJ Chocolate.
Why is everybody gotta be DJ?
I'm more of a like a coffee latte.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I got a better idea. Let's leave DJ out of it, because that's more of a like a
man,
DJ.
I think I heard that somewhere. It's like, hey, DJ Eminem, DJ Jay-Z.
All right, we just got to throw some Z's in there.
I got it. He's all hyped up on energy, so I'm going to call him MC Riddlin.
Ooh.
There you go.
And I'm like the Riddler.
No?
All right.
Riddlin like the pill.
You could already tell. These are going to be really good raps. Well, you're wearing a bunch of black stuff.
Don't do it.
I didn't realize that would come off racist.
That's so racist.
I can't use any name of black in it. All right.
You're wearing all kinds of black stuff, so I'm gonna call you Fuquan.
No. Your name is Yellow.
I'm gonna use the word black, but it's not. All right, you've been taking both boys. All right,
who spelled yellow jello?
Oh, let's go with that. Okay, I'm gonna call you the Popcorn Man.
All right, I'll take it.
All right, that's it. I settled on it. Let's get this flowing.
All right, you guys ready?
Alexa, drop the beat.
Oh, what's my name again?
MC Riddlin.
MC Riddlin.
Really? That's it? She's not supposed to stop.
We're going to try that again.
All right, one more again.
Alexa, drop a beat.
Yo, we started it one more again. My name's MC Riddlin. That's it? I didn't get to start.
Alexa, drop a beat and make it longer.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
All
right, Rob, you do the beat. Take it. We got to estimate 20 seconds.
All right. You ready?
DJ, spin it.
Stuff. Yeah.
Who's going
spin
first?
It to win it, bro.
All right, are you starting, Michael?
I don't care.
So are we rap battling here? Yeah, go
rock,
for
paper,
it.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors. Whoa, that was really fast.
Yeah, who does that?
Ready?
Rock, one, paper, scissors,
rock,
go.
Rock, paper, scissors, go.
Rock, paper, scissors, go. Oh, they both did paper. Oh,
I lost early, but go ahead. All right.
All right, do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
All right, you ready? We're going to drop a beat.
I need a beat.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. You're on the Popcorn Man. I got small hands. His name's MC Riddlin. Yeah, I got nothing. We need to start that over.
Nope, you lost.
No.
That's
it. Hold on, maybe mine's worse. Let's hear it. Maybe mine's worse. Alright.
Alright, you want the same beat?
Whatever, it don't matter.
Alright.
Taking on the Popcorn Man.
doing the best I can. Because I'm MC Ritalin. And I be fitting it in. My lyrics are tight. And I'm super white. I wasn't done. I was blowing. I was spilling it.
Hey, won. He won.
Michael wins.
And I'm super duper white.
Are you sure are you also super duper straight?
Yeah. That was me trying to sound square.
Square? Alexa, drop a good beat.
Are you going?
Sorry, I don't know that.
She doesn't know that.
Alexa, say something pretty.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa doesn't have a brain.
She's dumb.
Alexa's an idiot.
Alexa, why are you so ugly?
That's not very nice to say.
Alexa, what's the worst tasting thing in the world?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, she's pretty dumb.
God, why do you even have this thing?
Because it plays music for me. Remember that first time when we, on our very, like our first podcast, she just popped on?
Well, actually, that wasn't a fair question, though, because taste is perspective. You know what I mean? Some people only think that something's nasty, something's good, so you can't really...
You mean subjective?
Door. Yeah, subject. What did I say? Perspective? Yeah, f*** you. Words. But in a Montana, man, it's 5 a.m. And I just won a rap battle, man.
I must be lonely. That's not it. You want to do another rap battle?
On the popcorn, well, I mean, man. I am the champion. I got small hands. Why'd I got to be the popcorn, man?
Rubber bands.
On your ding ding.
Whoa.
Why, Rob?
Because we were talking about that earlier.
We're not talking about castration.
No, instead of using a condom, you were going to use rubber bands.
That would hurt.
We went over that earlier.
Yeah. I mean, some people do like it painful.
I was talking about protection.
I've had a lot of coffee, Rob.
That ain't going to protect you from nothing.
I know.
Maybe some sleep.
Some protect scary you from women sleep. Out there.
Women aren't scary.
Not all of them.
No.
Rubber bands and coffee.
All right, Michael's doing something weird.
No.
Yes?
I like bacon. I like love making. I like caramel on my corn with cheese and chicken.
Bacon.
You already said bacon.
You can rhyme bacon with bacon.
No. I was on my way to achieving a great rap.
Yeah.
The rap battle portion is over.
Maybe he put it all in a bag and then he started shaking. Mixed it together. Put it in the oven for some good bacon.
And that booty was bacon.
Not the same word.
Maybe that's what I was saying.
Taco bread.
No, it's burrito bread.
Whatever.
Burrito bread.
Burrito bread.
It's all Mexican, you know?
That's true. That's true.
It's Mexican, Chinese, something weird.
All right, so who's in the mood to make up some stories?
I'm like, what kind of story?
Anything. You can make up a story about anything. It's kind of a whose line is it anyway? Game.
So we start and go around the room and somebody adds to the story?
No, it's one person tells a story and then somebody says rephrase and you have to change the last word that you said something else.
I'm down.
So go ahead, just start telling us a story. And then whenever we say rephrase, you have to stop and change that last word.
So there was this rabbit one time popped out of the hole.
Rephrase.
Corvette.
The rabbit popped out of the Corvette, so continue.
He left the dealership driving this new Corvette.
And rephrase.
Cheese. He was driving this cheese log.
Rephrase.
Prostitutes.
He's driving a cheese prostitute.
He's driving a cheesy prostitute, and he had to get a shot because, I mean... Penicillin.
Rephrase.
Tootsie Rolls.
Didn't get a shot of Tootsie Rolls?
And then he won $1 million and then he...
Rephrase. What did he win $1 million of?
Ate a pork chop. And met the big bad wolf in the... And he started blowing his house in.
Don't do it. And you can't use something you've already done before. Hey, just for reference, there will be a link. There will be a link down in the thing down below for this episode that leads to that video. That leads to that bacon that has seven. There's nothing left.
So he was taking this hooker and Tootsie Roll shot, and he went down to the pub and he started talking to the gang and taxes.
Started talking to the taxes. He started talking to the taxes,
and he bought him this huge, just enormous box of tampons. And
no, you got to rephrase enormous.
Enormous. Wiener.
What? All right, let's get a new storyteller. Michael, it's your turn.
Those are just words.
Brett's losing it, everybody. All right, it's your turn. A story about anything.
Sorry.
All right, one day I was walking in the park with
rephrase.
One day I was walking in the dungeon with my best friend.
Rephrase.
With my lizard of 14 years. And then.
Your lizard of 14 years?
And then.
Rephrase.
Later that day, we decided to.
Rephrase.
We undecided about going to the bathroom.
I can't breathe.
And at that point,
I'm crying.
And at that point, we're like, hey.
Rephrase.
At that moment, we were like, let's go to the zoo.
Rephrase.
Let's go to the
thing.
Let's go to the circus.
Rephrase.
Let's
peanuts.
Let's go to the dungeon again. After we leave there.
The end.
Rephrase.
Rob, you're up.
The next day. All right. Oh, hold on. I gotta straighten out my
rephrase.
Face. I gotta fix my headphones.
Nipples.
Oh. You gotta fix your nipples. If I talk like this, do I sound far away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I talk like this. Here's the headphones.
No.
If I talk like this.
No,
put
but
the mic's in my mouth.
You're not making any actual words. What is happening? All right, I'm gonna tell this story.
It's a big bottle of doopy.
No, bullshit bottle.
You ready for the story? This is gonna be the greatest epic story.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
I have 15 cats.
Do it.
And they have no idea how to spell. So I had the first
phrase.
I was going to not say rephrase the entire time. Just let them
start. So they do not know how to do handstands.
Rephrase.
They do not know how to walk backwards. So I was trying to teach them how to walk backwards the other day, and one of them tripped over a
rephrase.
One of them did a backflip.
Rephrase.
Off. One of them. One of them lost a leg. In the great battle of the cat battle.
Refinance.
Oh, God. I don't have any money. So one of them lost. Two of them lost their limbs in the great battle of the kitchen versus the living room.
Rephrase that one.
One of them lost two limbs in the great unearthly war of the toilet. And
rephrase.
Oh, God. Okay. One of them has... That one of them lost two limbs when he was hanging out under the kitchen sink, and he was under there because there were six mice that
just, rephrase.
One of them, they were under there because there was a light and they had no idea rephrase. Where it came from. There was UFOs that were like walking down the street. Yeah. The UFOs have legs. They stole them from the cats. So the cats lost their legs.
UWOs?
Unidentified walking objects. Yeah. No, they were flying. But they're walking.
Unidentified.
This is my story.
Wandering objects.
See?
Ooh.
Right. Okay.
Rephrase.
All right.
Rephrase.
Let's go.
Rephrase.
I can't think of anything else to say. All right, I think we've exhausted this game. We should do that, though, like randomly throughout any podcast. We'll just be like, rephrase, and you have to change the last thing you said. So tell me a story. What happened to you?
Let's talk about world issues.
Let's not do that.
Let's stir that pot.
What made you the way you are?
His mom.
Why are you like this? Where were you on the night you were born?
When a man and a woman.
No. Did you just assume both of their genders?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry.
Should be. Turn his mic down.
Yeah. He's oppressing me over there with that microphone. He's the.
Is that because he stole your pop filter?
Yes.
You're disappointed in that?
Rephrase.
Are you upset by that?
Yes.
Rephrase. Yep.
Totally.
No. You know what's good? What's really good is you take peanut butter and chocolate and you put it on a graham cracker and you spread that all over like butter and you put it together with marshmallows and you melt it in the microwave and you give it to your dog. But you got to freeze it first so it's nice and hard.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you give it to them hot.
Because they like hard stuff. So, because it like sharpens their teeth and stuff.
You want a dog with sharp teeth?
So.
Heck no.
I didn't think so. I don't want a dog with sharp teeth.
Well, you know, tomato, tomato.
Wait. Oh, those ingredients sound like they would hurt the dog's stomach, does it not?
Well, chocolate legitimately would hurt a small dog. You're not supposed to feed them chocolate. But a big dog, my dog especially, loves zebra cakes. The vanilla with the chocolate stripes.
Does your dog also love diabetes? Loves,
probably. And
dogabetes.
Dogabetes.
She's like super dog though. She can. You're not supposed to give dogs chicken bones, but she can eat chicken wings like a champ. Like, loves them.
Does she dip them in ranch and stuff too?
No, she likes hot sauce.
What?
But then you got to put her outside because
she got them hot sauce farts.
Ooh, buddy.
Dog farts are some of the nastiest.
It's like a river of peanut butter in the front yard when that happens.
Then you just go scoop it up and put it back on the graham cracker and feed it to the other dogs?
Oh, no. No, I get the water hose and clean the yard. How in the world did we get on the subject of dog feces?
Why does it always go back to poop?
That's just, I guess that's our.
What were we, like 10?
I mean, mentally, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Speaking of, why doesn't your body digest peanuts and corn? Right?
Well, I thought it did peanuts. No?
No, not even sunflower seeds. Those things just go right on out.
Mitzvahs don't eat peanuts. I eat peanut butter. So.
You what? Crunchy peanut butter.
No, I love crunchy creamy. Peanut butter is my thing.
Creamy.
No, I'm all about crunchy.
Peter Pan.
What the heck? I'm outnumbered here.
If it's creamy, it's got to be Peter Pan. If it's crunchy, it's got to be that cheap store brand stuff. If I don't know why.
No, if it's creamy, it's got to be Jif.
Or Jiffy.
There's no Jiffy.
That's popcorn.
Right.
Jiffy Pop. So if it's popcorn, it's got to be Orville.
Well, I just started buying this natural peanut butter, and it's like, I looked at the ingredients. Literally, the ingredients, it says peanuts, and that's it. There's literally nothing else in it.
No salt?
No, nothing. It just says peanuts as the ingredients. That's it.
High fructose corn syrup?
Nothing. There's one word in the ingredients that says peanuts.
No honey?
No celery?
Nope. There's no celery. Not in this peanut butter.
Red dye. I know there's
celery in every other kind of peanut butter.
No bugs?
No bugs.
Maltodextrose?
I'm sure there's probably a bug or two that got probably caught in there.
Mice turds?
Mouse turds?
Mm-hmm.
You know it.
Probably not. I mean, I'm sure the FDA probably allows a little bit of mouse turds to be in your food.
Speaking of the mouse turds,
assume that you're going to have some.
The other day, this guy comes out of his movie and he's like, hey, I just want to let you guys know that I picked up my bucket of popcorn. There were two mice in it. It's like, well, don't put your bucket of popcorn on the floor. That was my answer to his problem.
I was just wondering how they got in there. Oh, were they alive?
Yeah.
I would just imagine that they were dead.
They're just running around like popcorn.
I mean, somebody puts popcorn on my floor, I'm going to go after it.
That's just basic mouse logic.
I'm just saying.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
It's actually 5:20. Oh.
It's 5:20 in the morning. It must be lonely.
You ever notice that country singers always sing about pancakes and sausage?
No.
I have literally never heard that.
Got the pancakes and sausage, baby. Mm-mm. It's like every song.
I've never heard that in any song.
I think he's just delirious and he's making up in his own. He's making up his own universe.
I'm just saying, own reality. You know, they're always talking about pancakes and sausage and making love and shooting their dog. And it's like, my dog just died, baby. It's Christmas. Come over. I love you. Got some pancakes and sausage.
I've literally never heard like any of that in any country like song ever.
You mentally assert that in every song and not realize it because nobody else is hearing that.
I'm okay. I'm just saying, you know, country music.
Hold on. I'm whispering, but it's not about you. Is Brett on a lot of drugs? Does he do drugs?
It's on caffeine.
I'm whispering in front of a mic.
It's back to my...
I forgot he has that.
It's back to my point with, you know, the different genres of music, you know? R&B, it's they always use smooth, soft, and silky. Latin music, it's always sad, you know? And in country music, it's always pancakes and sausage. I broke your heart, baby. Mm-hmm.
Where are the pancakes and sausage coming from?
I have literally never.
Pancakes and sausage
are good with syrup.
But why in country songs? Where is this coming from?
It wasn't being literal. I'm just saying they're always talking about stupid
figuratively.
Stuff,
you know?
Figuratively, they're singing about pancakes and sausage.
Pancakes and sausage and making love.
The words aren't saying it, but that's what they mean.
Pancakes and sausage.
All right. Love. Do a genre, a song about love in every genre that you can think of.
You take that first step. Take her out and treat her like a lady. Spend all your money and don't get no booty. That's country.
That's not about love, though.
Sure it is.
I didn't hear anything about pancakes and sausage.
Yeah, like see what?
He's talking about his sausage and her pancake.
Oh, my God. But he's not getting any pancakes.
Exactly. So there were no pancakes and sausage.
But that's not love.
Sure it is.
All right, rap.
For some
or R&B.
R&B. R&B. All right. Let's see.
Don't go chasing pancakes and sausage.
Do I got to include pancakes and sausage?
No. It's only country.
It's R&B, but it's got to be about all love.
Right. Let's see here. I slipped you the pill in your beer, baby. It was magical, but you don't remember. Yeah, you were silky. There you go. It's R&B.
There we go.
What's your next one?
I'm afraid to keep going with
this. You don't know where it's going to go.
I'm good.
Quit staring at me, you weirdo.
I'm so dead.
Well, then we need to end it.
So the moral of the story today, ladies and gentlemen, is pancakes and sausage. Always want to take care of your sausage before you put it in pancakes. Syrup is good. Always use plenty of syrup. Always take the casing off the sausage, only if you know the person. If you don't, leave the casing on. And remember, plenty of syrup. If it's got blueberries, stay away from it, because that just means it's bad. You don't want blueberries in your pancake or chocolate chips.
Stay away from the blue waffles.
Or chocolate chips. That's a bad sign right there.
All right. And on that note, we're going to end this one, because I think we just ran out of everything.
Good night.
All right. We'll see you later.
Girl, I hope you want a pill. If you were ice cream, you would be vanilla. Yeah, you a chick, you is not a fella. Girl, you like a beanie baby, wrap you up in a burrito bread. That's tortilla, dog. You're Mexican.
Here I am. I don't care. I'm on welfare. Taking all your tax dollar. Holla.
Holla.
Dog, I got these sick beats. I got nice kicks on these feets.